Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Animalkind invites you to make a donation this holiday season to assist sheltering stray cats and kittens in neighboring Columbia County. You can log on to their website, animalkindny.org, or mail your contribution to Animalkind, 721 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12534. The Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting coming up on Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the Central Office Conference Room. On the 26th, Berkshire South Community Center, Great Barrington, presenting a free concert featuring Arlo Guthrie, a longtime drummer, Terry LeBerry. It'll be the 26th. The 11 a.m. show will take place at the Beneke Gymnasium. Salisbury Association sponsoring an exhibit about the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. They are hosting a reception for SWASA directors and the public. That comes up on Thursday from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Academy Building on Main Street in Salisbury. The event also is an opportunity to learn more about Salisbury Winter Sports Association's annual jump camp for young ski jumpers that will be offered this year on the 28th and 29th from 9 till 3 both days. The camp will be held, as always, at Satry Hill. To pre-register or more information, contact Ken Barker at 860-806-0471. And once again, that goes on the 28th and 29th. The Copake Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will present a showing of the movie Harry and Snowman Saturday, December 29th. The 7 p.m. show is sponsored by Sky Farm 4-H Equestrian Club. A nearly New Year's contra dance will take place at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield on Saturday the 29th. A beginner's lesson takes place at 7:30, followed by music by Stomp Rocket, John Green, and Contra Caller Circus will be calling the event. Admission $10 for adults, $8 for students, $25 for a family pack of tickets. More information at 1-860-671-0494. Autobahn Sharon's Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count has been rescheduled, of course. That'll come up this Sunday. Groups venture out for the sole purpose of counting birds. The event is free. It's known as the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. It'll happen on Sunday from 12:01 till midnight. Audubon Sharon's Count area is a 15-mile circle with the center at Hotchka School, taking in some of the great birding areas in Sharon, Salisbury Falls Village, Amenia, and Northeast. The annual hockey alumni game will be held on Sunday at the Hotchka School Rink in Lakeville. The tournament, which pits the Housatonic Valley Regional High School hockey team against Hoosie alumni and others, will feature a round-robin format, three games. The entry fee for alumni players is $20 per person. General admission fee is $5 per person. Additional donations are accepted. The schedule of events runs from 3:30 until 5:30. A holiday winter light show will happen at Namkeg Cottage at Racebrook Lodge on Route 41 in Sheffield, as the estate's 8 acres over Terrace Gardens will be displayed by Christmas Spirit with over 120,000 illuminated Christmas lights that will enlighten all ages. You can catch the color display through December 30th. More information, rblodge.com. Norfolk Curling Club Bildspiel Bondspiel is coming up January 31st through February 3rd. The Bondspiel will be held at the club, 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. Now, it's an open Bondspiel with many different teams, and admission to see is absolutely free. On the 31st, Berkshire Box Society presenting a live New Year's Eve concert at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington. Curtain time is set for 6 p.m. Wasaic Fire Company has a New Year's Eve party Monday, December 31st at the Wasaic Firehouse. Doors open at 8, appetizers all night, BYOB. There'll be a DJ, raffle and door prizes, $20 per person. Advance sales at the door, though, $30 per person. More information at 845-373-9555. 57 or 845-373-9588. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting the works of artist Martha Beyer. That'll run through the month of January. More information at 413-229-7004. It opens up on the 31st. Now, coming up on January 2nd, Mass Audubon Society offering free admission to Berkshire County residents as they're invited to visit the Wildlife Sanctuary on Wednesday, January 2nd. More information at 413-637-0320. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is offering a four-week hospital Hospice Volunteer Training Course beginning January 3rd. Volunteers are trained to support patients and their families during and after the final months of life. Training will take place January 3rd and 24th from 9 to 11 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association on Salmon Kill Road. To register, contact Liz at 860-435-0816 or email etanner-horn@salisburyvna.org. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a public hearing coming up on Thursday, January 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. Under consideration, the application for a special use permit for pole-mounted solar panels on a parcel of land owned by Yanif LLC, Ronniebrook Dairy Farm, on Prospect Hill Road in Ancrumdale, New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. Christmas Eve was a wild ride on Wall Street yesterday. As a matter of fact, the wildest ride in the history of Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 653.17 points to 21,792.20. The Nasdaq down 140.08 points to 6,192.92. And the S&P 500 down 65.52. And it rests now at 2351.10. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.